And you're very welcome to Hurling Chat here on Galway Bay FM. Delighted to be joined as always by Niall Canavan and Sarah Donnan. Gentlemen, round four of the league, Dublin in Pearse Stadium on Sunday. Big game in many ways.
Yeah, it's a big game. Galway and Dublin will play each other in the championship as well in a few weeks' time, so it gives no more than Galway last time out they went up to Corrigan Park. It'll give Dublin a run out in Pearse Stadium. They're getting players back. We know that Chris Crummie is back. Donal Burke is back as well. And the game itself, in the sense that three teams, you have to finish in the top three to be assured of a place in Division 1 next year. And if Dublin were to beat Galway in this game on the head-to-head, they'd go ahead of Galway. But it's going to be an intriguing game in that sense. And it'll be interesting to see what teams, both guys, teams put out. Will they be showing their hand, or will there be full squads out? But it's going to be a good game. And we've heard today as well that Galway and Limerick will be in Pearse Stadium the following week. So two games to whet the appetite ahead of the championship for Galway followers.
I suppose, sir, you were involved last year. I mean, that game in Croke Park, the championship game, God, it was a roller coaster, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think Dublin might have had a 10-point lead at one stage, and Galway clawed themselves back into it, and only for they had the momentum going down the home stretch. Could have been a very different story. If Dublin are funny, and I suppose I watched the Limerick game in Croke Park a few weeks ago, and they were very impressive in the first half. Had a lot of chances, probably should have been ahead at half time, squandered a few goal chances before half time, and came out in the second half and were blown apart. I think it was 18 points was the finish scoreline.
Like, when you looked at 3:30 to 1:18, you saw the result, you said, my God, that was, you know, obviously Limerick pulled away and were dominant also, but it really wasn't the case, though.
No, and I heard John Kiley's interview after it, and he said they sorted out a few problems, but Dublin brought loads of energy early on to the game, and if you get that first half Dublin performance in Pearse Stadium on Sunday, they'll cause any team trouble. Limerick have the ability to pull teams asunder.
Yeah, yeah.
In a short period of time. Yeah. And they did that after half time. So now you could look at it that wouldn't be as impressed with the mentality of Dublin, that they down tools a small bit and Limerick let Limerick run riot. But it's set for a good contest in Pearse Stadium. And
even the Walsh Cup lads at the start of the year, I know Galway won it comfortably enough in the end, but Dublin had four or five goal chances that they didn't take that day. And I think it's been something in Dublin's games, they haven't taken their chances. And that game you mentioned, obviously the Limerick game, but that Dublin Galway game in the Walsh Cup, Dublin had a lot of chances that didn't take them. They probably have a stronger team out now with Donal Burke and Chris Crummie, these guys back, so they won't fear Galway. Obviously they never fear Galway. I think Dublin and Galway have played 10 times in the Leinster Championship,
four wins each
and two draws, so that's even.
Plus, is there another factor here? I mean, coming off the back of that performance, obviously next Sunday you're still going to play the third time in the championship, so both managements will kind of probably will be maybe hiding an odd bit here and there. But for Dublin, sir, after that, I suppose, big loss at the end, they'll want a performance now, won't they? There's a little bit of pressure because of that.
No, and they'll need a performance. And the players coming back in, they look a bit more balanced side. They look a strong, very strong half back line. Their full back line are stoppers more so than hurlers. And they've got a bit of class up front in regards to Donal Burke, Hayes, Sutcliffe. They'll give you enough of problems.
And there's a young Brian Hayes, his brother, looks a very pacey player as well. Like,
they get time and space. Both teams will go to Pearse Stadium wanting to win the game. And Niall mentioned before we came on as well about top three teams in Division 1. And that's very important from a Galway perspective. If they lost that game and not finished in a top three in this division, they're playing Division 2 hurling next league.
And in a way, this is the game for the two of them, because we'd say Galway will play Limerick. Limerick will be expected to win it, but whoever wins this game effectively is in the top three.
Yeah, so we're kind of saying a must win at this time of the year, which is as important as they've played this year to date.
And in the few tests we've had, is it fair to say that maybe the season is really starting now?
Yeah, I'd say so. And even if you look at the teams and the games now, I think the strong teams, all the counties, I looked at the Tipperary team, they've gone pretty strong at the weekend. Obviously, they're playing Limerick. Limerick are going strong. You have the other games in the other division. You can see all the top teams are probably focusing the last two games, really, to get yourself set up for that league or for that championship, which is, what is it, 5 or 6 weeks away. Yeah. For a lot of the teams, all aside from four teams, the two teams who finish in the top two teams, top positions in both sections, will go into the semi-final. So for everybody else, you're looking at 4 or 5 weeks to championship. So really, you know, you have to get your
players on the field, essentially. From next weekend, it's 6 weeks to the Carlow Championship. So it's it's time, isn't it, to be start putting things together? Like,
oh, definitely, definitely time, and definitely, I think management will be aware of that as well. And obviously Limerick and Paddy's Weekend will be a huge one as well. I don't think they'll be, I think it'll be the strongest Galway team available on this weekend for against Dublin, and it'll be the same again the following week in Relevant.
I think it's a 60% turnover in 18 months Dublin have had. So like, they're still missing some big players, Owen O'Donnell, Paddy Doyle, whether they're available or not this weekend. Mark Grogan was very good midfield. So there's a lot of commentary. This is going to be a simple game for Galway, but it's going to be far from it.
Far from it. Well, if Owen O'Donnell was available, for example, and you put him in full back and had John Madden one side and Paddy Smith the other side, you have a serious full back line there. Mm. You add Paddy Doyle to those, yeah, that defence as well, and Chris Crummy is there. Like, Derek Gray is a very good player, so they have a really good, fairly good defensive unit if, yeah, they have all the players that they can have available. Probably up front, they have relied on Donal Burke an awful lot last year. Keno Sullivan has got onto a good bit of ball, Ronan Hayes as well. So they have a lot of really good players. Danny Sutcliffe had a good campaign last year, and they've always caused Galway serious problems. They don't fear Galway. Like, it's one team that they never seem to fear. Like, no, they could go out and lose by 20 points to Kilkenny, but the following week themselves and Galway would have a right good battle. So that's one of those teams that there's never a whole lot between ourselves and Dublin. We saw in last year's championship when they were 12 points up. They ran at Galway, which was a big factor that day. They opened up a load of space in Croke Park. Maybe they'll try and do the same, we'll see, on Sunday, but definitely no doubt in the Leinster Championship that's probably going to happen. But Dublin are going to be a serious proposition for Galway. Galway will need to be on the top of their game. But still, you'd hope from a Galway perspective that they would turn up and win this game, because, as we keep saying, it's important to finish in that top three.
They Dublin have probably struggled for a killer inside forward over the last 7 or 8 years. They've a team that'll give you everything. They've have a team that have outworked a lot of opponents. They've been able to move the ball around the middle of the pitch, but from an inside line since Dotsie O'Callaghan retired, Shute was in there for a few years, Mark Shute, and he was good run of form, left hander, and he gave them a bit in regards size and presence, but outside of that, like, Conor Callaghan was really the cooler Conor Callaghan, that type of hurler, that type of inside killer threat for goals. He's been a huge loss from adapting over to into the football. So if they can get convert their goal chances, which they're failed to do so far, what we've seen this year,
or come with a system of play that suits maybe. Shooting from further out, maybe, would they get enough scores?
I still think they'll need to create enough goal chances and go for goal chances. They won't out-hurl big teams in Leinster, that Kilkenny's in Galway.
You could say they've created the goal chances in a few of the games we've seen without taking them, haven't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
They're halfway there.
Yeah, they are. But I suppose it's an age-old problem for them, and the Dublin management are probably looking at that and saying, where can we find someone that'll do that role or give that presence inside?
Are we likely to see, I keep pushing you on this one, are we likely to see more of a settled Galway team now? I mean, we've seen Derek Fahey, for instance, has got the last three games in goal. We've seen that they've played three different players at 3 and 6, for instance. Are we likely to see, from this week end on now, things being put into place?
I think you're likely to see your strongest Galway team available. Okay. So there'll be knocks and niggles during the week, especially with pitches and that the way they are. Maybe knocks that have taken over from the Antrim game. I think you're likely to see the strongest available Galway team. And if they have an eye on someone to be played at 5 or 6 or 7, I think they're going to roll with that at the weekend.
That half back line against Antrim, Adrian Toohey and Dahi Burke, either side of Keenan Fahey. Like to see that, Niall?
It'll be interesting to see whether that'll be kept or not for the next day. Gareth McInerney is interesting, as he hasn't got a whole lot of game time in this year's league. Has he got? I don't think he's got any time in the league, has he?
No. And there's 27 players have been used.
And 27 have been used. Jack Grealish wasn't playing the last day either. It'll be interesting to see whether he might get a start. Derek Fahey has been in goal for the last three games as well. Aina Murphy obviously was in goal for the Walsh Cup for the final, hasn't been played since. Derek has been in goal, so it'll be interesting to see what happens there.
There seems to be a move there, obviously. Look, sir, you were involved last year with the goalies, but it's suffice to say that Derek has been given a chance here.
Yeah, and kind of both of them been given a chance in the early stages of the last number of years, and if you look at the trend, it's around about now it settles down into who'll be number one for the year. So it'll be interesting to see. Both have had very good club campaigns. Derek has been very good for Ardrahan last year, and he's very capable and very steady, a cool customer in around the house there. And there hasn't been much between them all along. I don't think there's a decision made on that yet. I'd be thinking, and you could even say a change of goalies possibly this weekend to next weekend. They could do that one each, like it's the last two games of the league, unless they're going in both of them, I think. So, interesting to see.
He's not giving us much away now, in fairness to him, is he, there?
Not giving us anything on the goalkeepers and what he used to do with them and help them out and so on and so forth. But
now,
just two other lads, obviously, Brian Kincannon and Cahal Mannion haven't been seen as of yet. Yeah, obviously, they're injured.
Kevin Cooney, Joseph Cooney is back in, you know. Could we see him, maybe?
I don't know. The story is, obviously, he's back training. Going back, he's fit, obviously. Or he's eligible to play, so to speak. The other guys are coming back from injury. So it'll be interesting to see whether they'll see any game time in this year's league, or would you hold them until that game 6 weeks' time against Carlow?
And, of course, the one thing we often talk about is Galway maybe having trouble on puckouts and winning possession. And lo and behold, this week we hear that the maybe solution to that is back training with Galway, not officially on the panel as of yet, Johnny Glynn.
He could be listening to your chats.
He could.
On the airways in
How are you, Johnny? No, I'd say he's on terra firma now. I think he trained twice this week, from our information. Your thoughts, Earl? I mean, you heard with him.
Yeah, my thoughts is he's 30 years of age. He has so much to offer. He's been a huge loss to the county. He would have been in his prime 17, 18, and spent time in America, obviously got on very well over there. He's obviously a great worker, his brother's over there with him, and has lived there for the last number of years, has travelled over and back, and I think he's loads to offer. We've seen him in club championship last year. He's hard to replace in the sense that he's so much ability as in a physical presence, but also in the aerial battles, in puckouts, in a man at the edge of the square. And we haven't really found an out-and-out ball winner since he's left in that capacity. And I would think from any general Galway folk looking at that, saying he's given us a new dimension again, a dimension possibly we hadn't had the last few years.
Is it win-win, Niall?
I'd say so to a degree, yeah. It depends. He hasn't played inter-county for 5 years.
Yeah, 19 was the last.
To get back into the swing of things again might take a few weeks. But I know after the games, Henry Shefflin, the manager, has been talking about the midfielders and the half-forward, and we haven't been winning primary possession in those positions. And obviously, you have to win primary possession. And if you have the ball, it's nine-tenths of the law. And we haven't been doing that. We saw it particularly against Tipperary. I think it was Conor Bowe was on one side of the field, was Seamus Kennedy the other side of the field. They won a lot of possession. Primary possession that Galway weren't winning.
Yeah.
And I think bringing in Johnny Glynn is obviously hoping that you'd curb that somehow and create a nuisance as well factor as well as everything else. But he won't catch every ball, so you have to have the guys coming onto the ball, you have to be alert on the ground and so on and so forth. But it can only be a positive in that sense. He's only 30 years of age, but to get him up to the level again after missing 5 years, I'm sure that'll take a while.
Oh, he's an ultra competitor.
He is, yeah.
He's
also a leader around the place.
Oh, he's a super mindset. And it's a no-brainer for me in regards to going to add a dimension. It's absolutely. He caused chaos in the club championships when balls went in around the house, when he wanted a presence for Ardra. And I know inter-county is a big step up. But if he gets a good block of training into him, he have no problem, and he'll be a huge factor for Galway in leadership, but also in his ability to win prime possession. And there's winning that possession, and there's the utilising or how he uses it as well. He's very smart to see lads in around him, lads off the shoulder. He's very good at carrying the ball. Remember the goal against Cork in 2015 when he takes off. Yeah. So I'm delighted. I'm way more positive than you two, I think. So
I'm positive too now. In fairness, but I'm just saying, as I said, he's been out for 5 years, but the other guys around him now have to be. He has to provide for them in the instance that, I'm sure the likes of Conor Whelan is probably saying to himself, I was in there in my own, loads of balls coming in last year, and no one apart myself in there. They have to be aware that he's going to lay the ball off. And I think he's obviously it's a bonus to have a physical presence in there that we haven't been winning. As I said, we weren't winning primary possession, particularly against Tipperary, and it's been alluded to by the team management. So obviously, when you bring in a guy like that that's able to do it, it can only be but beneficial.
But primary possession nowadays in today's game versus 7 or 8 years ago is not the same. Primary possession today is puck into advantage. So you see puck out clusters, you see teams going a line, you see teams doubling up 2v1. That's all scenarios to gain an advantage. And it can't be just puck it down to Johnny and let him try and win a 50-50.
With maybe three.
If there's stuff going on and if there's movement to gain an advantage where a puck out is coming down and when it's pucking down, it's 60-40 to him, that's when we'll see very good of it. If it's just land it down to the edge of the square and hope for the best, it can't be just that.
We'll call it the more traditional route, isn't it?
That's gone. Teams that puck the ball 60, 70 yards is to an advantage. It's not... It's
a pod, it's a grass, it's a space,
mindful of that.
Yeah, 2 points there. I mean, you were saying time now, but in fairness to the man, I mean, he's played football with New York. Mm-hmm. As you said, he transferred back to Ardrahan last year. He's always in good condition. He's, like, if he makes the panel, which I think the information you got this week is that he's not officially on the panel, he's training with Galway, right? But the 6 weeks, like, I think there's a training camp away in that period of time. That's a fair bit of time now, too, to get your P's and Q's right and the touch in, isn't it?
Just loads of time. Isn't you it? Remember your man, Ricky
Hatton? Ricky never get fit in that time. Then.
Ricky Hatton, the boxer, he used to be 2 stone overweight and six weeks was his camp. Yeah. Oh, no, he'll be fine. He'll get enough of hurling. If he doesn't pick up an injury or a knock, he'd be absolutely fine to be ready for a championship. As anyone else that's in that group, any of the ones, the Cahill Mannions, the Concannons, Joe Cooney, any of those, there'll be no problem in regards to getting them fit in 4 to 6 weeks.
And even with Galway, despite not winning the ball, you have to say the Galway forwards have been putting up big scores with oftentimes limited supply to some degree and maybe limited, you know, ball, not the ideal ball at times. So that Galway forward line is capable of scoring. I would imagine that also Eamon O'Shea would like an opportunity to work with Johnny Glynn for the next 6 or 8 weeks as well.
Yeah, no doubt. And like, I think that's the intriguing thing here, to see what Galway will bring in that forward unit come the championship. Whether we mightn't see it in the league or maybe we might be holding off a small bit.
Well, are you going to see it Sunday anyway against the team you're going to play?
Yeah, you might not. And maybe you mightn't see it against Limerick either. You might wait till, you know, the championship if you could. And if you wait in the likes of Johnny Glynn and Joseph Cooney and Brian Tuncannon and Cahill Mannion.
Kevin Cooney,
who's obviously, we won't see him, I'd say, maybe till late in the championship. Declan McLaughlin has to come back. Like, they'll make a huge difference to that Galway forward line. And obviously, there'll be serious competition for places then. And, you know, you mentioned Declan McLaughlin. He's a guy now that could feed off the likes of Johnny Glynn. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a very, very quick campaigner. Was really good in the Fitzgibbon this year. Was really good in the early stages of the league until, obviously, he got injured against Westmeath. I'm looking forward to seeing him this year. And I'm looking forward to what Eamon O'Shea will do now with that forward unit if Johnny Glynn comes back into the squad.
Mindful of the balance, Sean.
Yeah.
So obviously, I know Johnny Glynn is only 30 years of age, but if you go back and you kind of look, if you stack your championship team or your team around, let's say, the basis of a 2015, 2016, 17 team where you have two, Hidahi, Burke David, Burke, Connor Cooney, Joe Cooney, Connor Whelan, Jason Flynn, like, if you stack 8 or 9 of a team that's on the road since 2015, like, we're 2024, and they'll run out of legs all day. So I think the key to this is trying to bring freshness to it, try and bring a balance to it. And the Johnny Glynn balance is the aerial ability and bringing others into the team. But if you have pay, you need pace going around him. Yeah. So stacking it with a bunch of our lads. Yeah. That's in the early 30s won't work. Yeah.
That's why I mentioned Declan McLaughlin could be intriguing around him. Even Jamie Ryan now has serious pace in that, and Liam Collins and these guys. While they mightn't be that physically strong, if you give them guys the ball in the hand, you know, it's going to be a score. And we'll need all those guys going forward. You can't, as Cyril said, have all the lads from 2015, 16, 17 playing. You need those younger guys with that pace coming into the team.
But also at that point, I mean, we're looking at this year, Shefflin's year three. I mean, Eamon O'Shea has been added to the ticket. You know, Johnny Glynn's back. There does seem to be a concerted effort for the now too, doesn't there?
Yeah, and why not?
100%.
You know, at this time 100%. Every year, it'll be that you'd get that.
Yeah.
I'd be very interested to see how the next 3 weeks, two weekends go, and see where we're at then in regards to what personnel is used, and see what we have available to us.
Did you hear any rumours now that Dannon refused to go back because they wouldn't have a crash at training? You didn't hear anything like that, no?
I didn't hear it officially
anyway.
There's
a bit of talk about it.
Off the record here, he might have been talking a bit about it, but we can't go official on it.
For a guy like Johnny Glynn, though, at that age, like, you only have a certain amount of years left, this, don't you? I mean, it's a win-win. It's a no-brainer for him as well to go back and give it a shot.
Yeah, it's probably something that's itching at him for a few years, and he probably has a very good life in New York and very happy. But he left that in his prime from a Galway setup, a lovely professional setup, and probably did miss it and think about it. It probably was one of the things that ifs and buts, and I'd say the opportunity has presented itself. And he's taken it with two hands, which is great.
Finally, we'll look to the weekend after X. Now, you've already said that Galway Limerick will be part of that big doubleheader now on the 16th Saturday in Pearse Stadium. God, there'll be tickets selling for that doubleheader now. But also on the same day, well, there's two schools finals on that Saturday, as we know of as of now. We know that Ballygar are in their final on the day before the Friday. We do know that Enda's are in Tulla at 12 o'clock on March 16th, the Saturday, and we know that Rayfield's are in Croke Park against Kieran's at 1:15, or is it 1 o'clock, whichever, I stand corrected on that. The post-primary schools, lads, Galway teams have done well. Three out of the four have reached All-Ireland finals. I suppose hats off, though, to St. Rayfield's at the top of the pile. Great win over Nina CBS, and the winning point from Cullum Killian, very impressive.
Cullum Killian's point was unbelievable, and watching the game, he got the first 2 points of the game to settle Rayfields into it against the wind, and then he gets the winner. And what a winner it was. The fact that there were 3 points down going into additional time
and 60-something,
came back and scored 4 points in a row. They never panicked, and even in the first half, similar to what they did in the Connacht final, they were able to work the ball out of defence. They were very good on the ball coming out of defence. If you like, Jermyn McCrory, I thought, was very good at centre half back. Gavin Maher, good at cornerback, obviously. Luke McInerney, Cullen Killeen, and these guys. And then Dunica Campbell came back a small bit and is very good in that defensive role as well. And up front, then Paddy McCrory had an exceptional game. But particularly against the wind, there were 6 points in it at half time. But I felt Rayfields were the better hurlers. I thought Nina were physically strong, but they relied mainly on Darren McCarthy at midfield. While in the inside line, I think, was it Aidan O'Connor got a couple of goals? Yeah. But I thought Rayfields were far better hurlers. Paddy McCrory is an exceptional player. He got 7 points from play. Was very good last year, as we know, for Sarsfields in the club championship, and was exceptional the last day. And they've a good team. They have a serious team. And it'll be a really good final between themselves and St. Kieran's. Kieran's have a lot of... I've just looked up the Kieran's team. They have six or seven of the guys who played last year, including the goalie, Stephen Minogue. He's the team captain, as far as I know. Rory Glynn
got
man of the match in that final last year. He got four points against Prezat and Ryan in the final. He's at corner forward. Aaron McAvoy is a very good player. Jeff Neary at centre half back. He probably, depending on how the teams line out, he was very good as kind of a sweeper last year for Kieran's. Sean Bergen, the cornerback from James Stevens, is a first cousin, by the way, of Joe Bergen. That played for, obviously, for Montpellier Minocq and Galway.
Tip connections as well.
And the McDermott's, Ed McDermott got
huge
injured last day. He's huge.
Yeah.
He was wing forward on the Kilkenny minor team against Galway last year. His brother is also on the squad. I think he got injured early on in the year. Be interesting to see whether he's back. And Ed Lahouf, midfield, played for Kilkenny minors last year. So they have a really core of a good team as well. So it's going to be a series final between two really good teams. And you know, the other Galway schools as well have their finals this weekend as well.
Next weekend,
yeah. Rayfields have done exceptionally well in the last few years. Like Prez Athenry have dominated the Connacht competitions over the last number of years, and they're kind of Rayfields are the only school that have challenged that or up their game to challenge that, and have challenged a number of times. I think it was the COVID year they won Connacht. Didn't go on to the All-Ireland series. I think that was John Cooney's team in around that.
Yeah.
And they've came back again and are in a very good position. Have extremely difficult competition to win. I think it's Rayfield's only team, Kevin Broderick's team from 1995, is the only Galway team that have won this competition. So very, very hard to do, but they're very impressive. A lot of work done. And it's a great competition. That school competition is brilliant competition. Like, there's lads there that are 20 months ago they played county minors.
Yeah.
The old under 17. 19, like, yeah. So it's under 19. The likes of Luke McInerney's 2 years ago minor. The likes of Paddy McCarthy 2 years ago minor. Yeah. Perry McCarry 2 years ago minor. And they have a good blend, Rayfields, in strength, and they're very, very smart using the ball.
And the system of play under Frenny is very ingrained now as well.
Yeah, and there's a number of teachers up there doing loads of work. Yeah. Do you know? They got a pitch up in the hill, and it's an all weather base pitch, and they're able to train a lot, and that's probably improved them in all levels as well. They're very competitive, are very strong at all levels in their school hurling at the minute, and they're doing a lot right. So while I'd have reservations that no other team have done it in 95, but history could repeat itself, and they could get it over the line.
This would be great to get one over in Kieran's in particular. Word as well, I mean, for Ballygare.
Yeah,
for St Enda's.
It's a huge. I know Colosh, the Weir, and Ballygare have a lot of really good hurlers. Like, they have the two county minors, Harry Holmes and Cahal Mooney, very good. Joy Wallace is 19 now as well. And the centre half back, Conor Kelly, I think, is from Four Roads. He's an exceptional player. I was actually talking to a teacher from another school who played Colosh, the Weir, Ballygare during the year, and they said that he would be on any Galway minor or Galway under 20 team. He's that good of a hurler, from Four Roads. He's really good. They're up against it, against a serious team. I was just looking at the team they're playing, Kilfinnan. Ed Kiley is involved with them. He was teaching in with myself in St Bridget's for a good number of years.
I won't hold that against him.
I think he taught in Clare Galway. He did.
He did, I know him. Yeah, lovely lad.
He's well educated.
Yes. So. he's a Limerick man there, so he went back to closer to home. But looking at their team, they have Shane Fitzgibbon as their team captain. He's on the Limerick under 20 squad. They have another guy who played minor for Cork last year, and they have three on the Limerick minor squad this year. And Limerick have an under 19 team as well, I think. And there is a number of one other player on that team as well. So they have a core of very good players as well. So they're up against it, but they're in the final. It's in Tulla, and you know, it's on next Friday. And Evan Ireland has done good work over there. But you got to commend the Ballygar club
as well. That gets.
It's not actually, sorry, the other day.
I think they're waiting for a venue on that.
I know Evan Ireland has done great work with the teams. They won a Junior C and they won a Senior C, and then they're all Ireland final. But the club in Ballygar have done massive work over many years, and Four Roads obviously as well.
And the facilities, lads, there. If you get in the car and drive down there, if you're ever down there, that's a nice neck of the woods. They've humongous work done in training and coaching level, but also in facilities. They have a fine setup down there, and they've a lot going right, and this is the fruits of it you're seeing coming through.
David Tierney's St Enda's in the D final.
Yeah, and they have a core of good players too. Like, obviously Sean Walsh is injured. He's a huge loss to them. A massive man level.
Yeah.
He would be huge. Keane Corkin at centre half forward.
Yeah,
was on the Galway minor panel last year from Castlegar. His grandfather John Joe was a well renowned referee in the past.
Reached the minor semi last year. Yeah,
you know, he's a good player. Was it James Carr from Ardrahan that got four goals in the semi-final? So, like, they have Braho Newcastle players, Saul Till, Knocktacara players, Castlegar, and so on and so forth. So for them to get to a final is huge. And I know David Tierney and Tommy Fox were absolutely delighted. I know Tommy is retired now, but he's still in around the scene with them.
he's fairly involved.
Yeah, he was a long time teaching in St Enda's, and it means an awful lot to him.
He was the heartbeat of hurling in there, lads. Yeah, and David Tierney won't mind me saying that. He's just a hurling fanatic.
He is,
and he brought that into that school. And the Mike Cullen lads coming in, and the lads coming in, the city teams coming in around. And they're years and years dealing with him and seeing
and that's a huge day for Tommy and the school. Like, you're both teachers in the school environment. What does it mean that a school is in an Ireland? It's fantastic huge marketing. Never mind.
And you see a retired teacher, not living nearby, affiliation with the clubs involved, and he's coming in, helping out and getting involved. It's absolutely, it's brilliant. And I'm sure David Tierney is delighted to have his company, because a right character, Tommy Fox.
When you look at the guys that are involved, David Tierney's with Indus, you have Evan Ireland with Colosh and Weira Ballygar, you have Frenny involved with St. Rayfields. Like, so you have serious men involved in all the schools. If you look at all the schools throughout the county, you can pick a number of guys who either played or were involved in county teams down through the years that are still in all of those schools, and it's fantastic. And for St. Enda's and for Colosh the Weary Ballygar, while it's the D and the C final, to them it's just as important or more important than St. Rayfield's for the school, because irrespective of what school you're teaching in or what school is playing in the final, for your school to be in the final of any competition, any All-Ireland, is fantastic.